We're taking Quartet Music to another level. Catch the wave 7 days a week, 8 to 5, keeping it live on the NFI. Hello, somebody, it's the NFI.
Catch the wave in
our Father and our God, the giver of all good and perfect gifts, Once again, you have spared a few of your children to see the breaking of another day, a day that we have never seen before. You have been kind enough, our Father God, to send down an angel to stand by our bedsides throughout the night, kept watch on this old heartbeat of ours, and kept our blood running warm in our veins. Then touched us this morning with your finger of love and started us out on another day's journey. My Lord, as we come today, we cannot brag about our goodness. We cannot brag about how righteous we have lived. Yet we cannot complain, my Father God, for thou hast been so good to us. Lord, as we come today, we pray that thou wouldest just lend the listening ear to the prayers of thy servants this morning. Lord, we pray today that you would accept our humble gratitude. Search our deceitful hearts, for we know that somewhere along the way we have engaged in conversations that are not worthy of your children. Somewhere along the way we've gone wrong, we've done wrong, we've gotten out of the pathway of duty. But Lord God, my Master, thou hast said in thy word that if we pray and call upon your holy and righteous name and confess our sin, that you would be just to forgive us. Blot them out today, my Lord. Cast them in yonder sea of forgetfulness, where they'll sink there somehow and dissolved and be washed on out into the seas of infinity, never to rise and trouble your children in this world, nor condemn us at yonder judgment bar. My God, we come this morning, we pray that thou wouldest bless the sick and afflicted everywhere. Walk down the aisles of hospitals and down the hallways of institutions of suffering throughout the land. We pray, my God, that you will somehow lay your hand upon those whose fevers are running high, those who cannot turn over this morning for aching muscles, those, my Father God, whose blood have gone too high and whose hearts are out of rhythm. Lord God, somehow in some way we pray that thou wouldest visit those who are afflicted today. Stand by the bedside of the old folk in rest homes throughout the land today. Let them know that old Christians never die, that they just sleep away in thee. Bless those who are in orphan homes throughout the land. Bless the man on his job this morning who cannot see his way out of his economic condition. Bless the young woman today who rises with a dark cloud of despair hanging over her life. Let her know, my Father God, that all things are possible if she will only believe today. And, oh God, when we've done what you told us to do, we pray that we'll hear your welcome voice in the end of this life, saying, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Come on in and enjoy the glories of thy Lord. These and all of the blessings we ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
to me that was so dear.
this one thing. I'm walking by faith. Just begin to stand on his word. Say,
I know the Lord will provide all of my needs.
Cause he's Jehovah Jireh. Say,
I know the Lord will make a way for me.
He's a way maker, miracle worker.
I know the Lord,
he is working it out. Working.
Come on. He took spinning dirt, heart. Tonight cannot whisper the way what he said in the light. He is my firm foundation. My anchor won't be moved. Storms may collide, but my soul is on fire with his word.
Come on, can we lift that up together?
When listen to the sound, power on my
yeah.
Jesus broken.
Yes.
He has never lost battle. And he never will, never will. No, he never will, never will.
You are. Teaching and hallelujah praise. Join us with an open heart and a listening ear and let a friend know we are on the air. Please pray for overseer William Eli Radcliffe as he gives us a divine word from heaven. Now, Pastor Radcliffe.
Jesus, how I God bless you. God bless you. Yeah, let praises fill the house. If you're looking for a blessing, I just want you to know that praises. He says, when my praises goes up, then the blessings come down. See, I've learned that over the years, you got to praise them. You got to give them some glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise them for the good things. Praise them for what's to come. But God is good, and he's good all the time. God, my God. My God, my God, my God. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's okay to praise him. See, this is where I learned where praises started at. They started here at Lincoln Park. I remember when my mother used to shout up and down the yard. You know, my daddy was a quiet man. But he was one, when he spoke, you listened. And that's why I know that I've learned over the years. Say what God says, and when God stops, sit down. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Let me just recognize protocol. He says, Reverend, Pastor, you know what I say? Bishop. Many times I've called him Bishop. But I've learned over the years that as I said to Bishop Ratcliffe that is in heaven, I told him, thou shalt have no other bishop before thou. And you know what? God has saw fit. So I'm just letting you know that it's so that, you know, you're the second one. You're number two. But, you know, I just praise the God when I look out here and I see so many, some faces that I know and new faces. But when I look here and I see his wife, God bless you, First Lady, or Lady Ratcliffe, I have to get accolades. I can't say mother. Don't call me First Lady. When she first met us, you know what she said? My name is Mott. So to Mott Ratcliffe, that's all I know. That's all I know. And that's all I know to call her is Mott. And she will correct you. But you know, these first ladies we got today and these ladies we got today, you know, you don't do that. But Mott, I've learned so much from you and Bishop. I've learned how to live holy. I learned how to trust God. And take him at his word. At his word. Let us pray. Oh God, we thank you, Father, for this day. Father, my soul, my mind, and my spirit has so many emotions, God. But Lord, I know, God, a Father, I know a Son, and I know a Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And I invite the Holy Ghost in to stir up the gift. Stir up the gift of preaching. Please preach with clarity, understanding, Lord God. And God, preach, Lord, that souls shall be saved. Lord, I just want to thank you, God, for your word, God, and what you're going to do in this service. I give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise. For it's in Jesus' name we together say amen. I just thank God for Minister Belinda McCoy that somehow the Lord sort of put this together a couple of weeks or so ago. But I'm one of those that I don't think nothing happens by accident. I just happen to be, when I'm in the area, I'm in this area a lot, I stop and I'll see Pastor Ratcliffe and I'll go over to the food bank or the educational center and I went over and I made a mistake when I opened my mouth. Opened mouth and said a few words and as Minister Belinda said, hey, what about you coming to do Women's Day? I said, okay. So I didn't think any more about it. A week passed, and then it's doom, 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 doom. Hey, would you do Women's Day? And gracefully, I said yes. And I see Sister Sarah back here, and I see all those that know me and grew up with me. Stand up. Stand up, those that knew me and grew. Those that knew my mom and grew up with mom and daddy, stand up. Amen. God bless you. Amen. I want to recognize my husband. Amen. We'll be celebrating 50 years in June. If you would stand up, that's my sweet thing. That's my sweet thing. I've learned from Bishop. Because see how quiet and he's a lot like Sister Maude, you know? But Deacon Charles, I just thank God for you. My daughter that introduced us, well, introduced me. And when I say us, me and the Holy Ghost, okay? And I want to introduce my two sons that are here, Charles, who's the oldest, Brandon. And I have a daughter in Maryland, my grandson, Isaiah, his friend. And, you know, we waited on the Lord to do what we had put before him, requesting in prayer. And I can truly say God answered that prayer. He's on his way to North Carolina State. I said full scholarship. Stand so they'll know you and keep you in prayer. God bless you. And I want to recognize my grandson, looking him back, that he is Elijah. Elijah, stand. He's a mentor. Mentor for Elijah. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Now let's get into the word. Are you ready? Are you ready for the word? Amen. Amen. I can truly say with this message, where's my Michael Walk? Is this? You learned this about me. My pastor had. I like to walk. I like to walk and talk. That's something about me. I don't know whether this has in chapter or whatever, where I come from, but I really like to talk when I walk, okay? I'm one of those walking preachers. Nevertheless, I'm going to be still for a few minutes. But this message, I don't know who came up with it. Who came up with Fearless Women of God? Was it you? All I can say is, baby, I did my dissertation that this message, of all the message I've had in over 30 years, this really caused me to look at my life.
All right.
More so than any message I have preached. That out of it, I said, Lord, am I going to start a new movement? Am I going to write a book? Because it's something when you begin to talk about fearless women of God. I mean, that is so powerful. It is. It blew my mind so much that I told my husband this morning, I said, baby, I said, this blew my mind. And we sat and talked for a few minutes about it. And it's just something, you know, in your lifetime, you know, you're going to run across a message or give a message or a subject. And, you know, you're going to think you know everything and all of that. You know, I know faith, but when it comes to fearless faith, I mean, I had to research it. Up, down, around, under it. And you know what? It still came back to faith. Amen, amen, amen. It was so powerfully given to me that I had to even look for some research. I had to just research. You know what researchers were saying about faith and looking at fearless women of faith. You know, I began to look at a little study from a Barna group. And it identified some things about women where we are right now. You know, there's so much fear in the land today. You know, there's fear if my children, my grandchildren and my GGs, I said GG now, if they will grow up and get the proper education, will they grow up and live a full, productive life? But most of all, will they get to know Jesus? You know, I'm concerned, and as mothers and a church, we got to be concerned for this generation to come. The millennials, X generation, Y generation, Gen Z, we all have to be concerned because this is very important. So today, I just believe that I'm on assignment. And thank you, goddaughter, Sister Shaka, because I felt like that. This morning, I felt like, text her, and I said, you know where I was going to be? And she said, I'm there. And I said, thank you, because I needed you there. You know, because a lot of you that are in here, I'm seeing millennials, and I'm seeing Generation Z, and I'm seeing, you know, those that are yet to come. That, and it's for us. I feel sometimes like I'm birthing, you know, I'm pushing. And that is our job, that the Bible says that, you know, that when we grow a certain age, we have to make sure we impart wisdom. We make sure we impart faith to the next generation. Because if we don't give them faith and we don't give them hope, we don't give them love, you know what? We got a generation running around trying to figure out who they are, and where to go. But good news today, that we are fearless women of God, full of faith, and we're going to share it and we're going to tell it. But as I was looking at some statistics, Bonner Group and peer research, and this is good because it says that on a whole, it seems like that women of faith are fulfilling the United States and are doing fine. They're comfortable. A comfortable bubble. When I look at a comfortable bubble, women doing fine. Women, we're finding our happy place. We're finding what makes us happy. Okay? I have something inside of me. I hadn't birthed yet, but it was for me, and it was that I must work my work while I'm in this season. Okay, being me while I'm in this season. God gives us seasons of a life. And I feel like that this is a season that we're birthing. We, you know, we're pushing that generation. But Bonner Group had us to know that spiritually, that women, 72% is doing fine. 67% is fulfilling what God has called them to do. The fear was only 3%. Doubt was 3%. Confusion was 3%. So that's telling me personally we are doing what God has asked us to do. This message they gave me today came out of 2 Kings 4:30. Before I actually get into 2 Kings 4:30, I just want to read what was put in my spirit because I want to make sure I deposit exactly what God has given me to say to you today. Fearless women of faith. And if I had the subtopic, you know what it would be? God. Where's the mic? Do I have the mic, walking mic? If I had to say it today, it would be God. Do it again. And when I thought about God doing it again, you know what God did? He put in my spirit, it's time to bounce back. And you know what? I thought about that. And when I thought about it, God put this little song. He put this little song in my spirit. You may have heard it, but it goes something like this. And it's actually by Travis Green. If you haven't heard it, look for it. Elevation. They have a lot of music, and they put out, and they call, like, young people in and those who are summers. And that's why when I look at churches, we need to make sure that we're calling people in, amen, to fulfill their destiny. But it's a song that Travis Green put out, and it says, Walking with Faith. And it basically, at the end, he says, do it again. And when I thought about this, he said, walking around these walls, I thought by now they'll fall. But you have never failed me yet. I'm waiting for change to come, knowing the battle's won. But you have never failed me yet. And you know the chorus says, your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Faithfulness, I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never fail me yet, for I know you won't fail me then. And then at the very end, he says, Lord, I believe. I see you doing it again. I see you moving. I see you moving mountains. I see you moving. And I believe I see you doing it again. And I believe, as I said, do it again. as we walk into this message, I'm talking to fearless women of God. What does it mean to be fearless women of God? You know, I had to really walk through it and think about it, but I think fearless simply means having confidence, standing on the promises. As they say, I ain't scared of nothing. You know? And being bold, boldness. And we're going to get into just a little of Elijah and 2 Kings, but I just want to lay this foundation so whenever it comes, you know, we'll know exactly where we're going. I want to say, fearless women of God, do it again. And before God sent me here at Lincoln Park, didn't even know where I was going to go. I was called to preach Mother's Day at my church, and I do come here with the pastor's blessing. Pastor Casual Lynch called this morning and had prayer with me. You know, I'm one of those that, you know, if you're in a house serving, let your pastor know where you are. And he called and blessed and said a few words, and I said, okay, but back to what happened Mother's Day. Mother's Day morning, I had the opportunity to preach at my church. My pastor was away, so I preached. And I preached actually about the legacy of a mother, talking about faith. And not only that, but when I woke up that morning, God put a word. When he puts a word in me, it's either for me or for wherever he sends me at. And what he put in my spirit was battle-proof women. And when that came and he talked about fearless women of faith, you know, the first thing I thought about was Ephesians 6:10, when it says, put on the armor of God. Clothe yourself. Okay? And when he gave it to me, I said, Lord, what do you mean? He said, because there are going to be many battles that we fight. There are going to be opportunities that we can walk in fear. But fear is only evidence trying to prove that it's faith. But it's not. It's just there. And the only thing that moves that, you know what it is? When you put on the armor of God, okay? Ephesians 6:10, clothe yourself. But when you clothe yourself as a woman and fearless come, you know how you clothe it? You clothe it with the word of God. With the word of God. With the word of God. Women, you are fearless when the devil looks at you. So don't you think. Okay, don't you think that he's going to keep on coming up you the same old way. See, as they said, it's new devil, new trick, but the same God, the same Holy Spirit that filled me here, saved my life. Now I'm standing as a testimony that God is faithful. I've had many fears. I've had many heartaches. I've had many down and shortcomings, but I've learned out of all of it to stand on God. Because God has been the only faithful in times of trouble. When the times it seems like I didn't know what to do, I got on my knees, hallelujah, and I called on Jesus, Mother Mott. I called on him, and I can tell you today, he came to my rescue. He rescued me. Women, you are fearless women of faith. Because of that, you can stand. You know, I've got to move right now as God is moving me. Okay, and a lot of you know the story of the Shunammite woman. If not, read it. And when you read the Shunammite woman, you're going to understand what she said. She talked about during the time when a child died. See, there are times that situations are going to look dead, but they ain't dead. They ain't dead till God pronounces death on it. If God don't pronounce death, you keep speaking life. And this woman of God, this Shunammite woman, she was a woman that walked by faith. But she was a woman that also had seen and heard about faith. For faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's why I said Lincoln Park, Put it out in the community how God is a faith-moving God. He's doing this with what you have in the community. But when you send them and you feed them, don't forget to tell them to come back and be fed by the word of God. See, sometimes we teach people for handouts. But let them know that if they come to this church, that they can be fed the word of God. Let them know. Because if not, they'll keep coming back for a handout. And those same people you're giving a handout to, they come back and they're ready to work in the house of God. They're ready to know Jesus. But don't fail to introduce them to Jesus. But this woman of God, this Shunammite woman, she walked up to Jehazah after her child died. You all know the story, how the child died, and she took the child and laid it there on the bed. And you know, that's something, because usually when death comes, what do? We call, come get them, they're dead. But it was a runner, because it was a custom back then that when you died, you immediately was burned. But this woman of God, that's why women, if you know God, stand on his word. You know, even to the point that when the doctor says, there's no way, stand on the word of God. But this woman of God had met the man of God. She knew that the man of God walked by faith, because she had already told her husband, what I want you to do, this man of God is a man that is truly a servant of God. I want you to build a little house for him so that when he come back, that he'll be able to stay here and we can feed him. And a note to you women, being obedient, share things with your husband. Because when you share, you know what happens? It makes harmony in the home. When you got your own thing going on and God don't know what's going on, you know what happens? That brings disharmony. But we see right here over and see what's good for the old is good for the new. If you see right here how the woman respected her husband. She shared with her husband. So that even when the time came, he didn't question her. But she knew that if I could just give to the man of God, I know that my child will come back. And if we look at it right here, and it's talking about right here, that this woman looked at it, and she said, she went to tell her husband, I've got to go. I've got to go and run to the man of God. Her husband said, well, the day is not even Sabbath. And you're going to the house of God? She said, and you know what she said? She said, it's fine, it's well. But you know, sometimes you got to be careful what you're sharing. You know, I tell y'all, a lot of people now, that when you know your promise and you know your dreams, and I know Facebook and all of these other, but sometimes you can't share too quick. Because sometimes when you share this stuff, you know what happens? The devil, the enemy gets busy right away. Immediately he gets busy. He comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. That's it. His job is to kill your dream, to destroy your dream. But you know what I learned? What God has for me, it is for me. So that's one thing about it. You've got to know what God has for you. But this woman of God, this Shunammite woman, she looked at and she told Jehaziah, she said, I want you to know that all is well. And he says, look, there's a Shunammite woman. Ask her, what's going on? And she said, it is well. Hebrew text, well, means complete and soundness. Can you believe somebody's going to say, I'm complete when your child's dead? My mind is sound. Okay, I'm not worried about what's going on. Or is he going to come back alive? All I know is that I believe in the man of God. I believe what the word says. So what I'm saying is learn how to work the word. But completeness and soundness, she was simply making an affirmation of her faith in the face of fearless. And that's what we do, women of God. In the face of fearless, make an affirmation. Right. It's okay, because I've learned that fear is the beginning of what? Wisdom. Okay, beginning of wisdom. So fear, and I look at fear is actually a gift. It's a gift of something that somebody gives you. You didn't buy for it. You didn't pay for it. But you know what's so powerful about it? Study that thing, and you'll see that it's a gift, because as long as I've got fear, knowing who God is, that means that my faith is always intact. Okay, she was simply making an affirmation of her faith in the face of fearlessness. You know what the New International Version says? It's all right. You know how kids, you can say something, it's all right. And sometimes you got to look at it right. You know, you got to miss those syllables. But it just actually means it's all right. Faith question, how can we deal with a warrior? A woman stands in the midst. And you know, when you're fearless, you find yourself standing in the midst of being around unshakable things that's happening. Right. But see, when your faith is intact, it doesn't matter what happens on the right, what happens on the left, right. Your faith is always intact.
Yes.
You know, I remember, and I thought about a situation that happened when I was going Yonkers Road, and I was en route to going to Carolina Builders, but now it's another name, and God knows we know what that name is. But it was there, and a young man had just had an accident. And the man got out, he was fussing and cussing and all that. And you know, as being women, you know, we're fearless with faith. I get out, and when I get out, I go there. And my, you know, sometimes you got to be led by the Lord. And I was led to just go there and say, you know, let's just calm down. What's wrong? The police is on his way. And the policeman came, and afterwards he came to me. He says, and the young man had wrecked his car. Somebody had hit him, and he needs a way home. And the police said, I said, well, can you take him home? He said, no, I can't take him home. I said, well, I can. He said, do you know him? I said, no, but I know God. Yeah, but those are situations you've got to be led of the Lord. I was led of the Lord, but I planted. I planted a seed for him to get to know God. Okay, and that's what I'm saying, fearless women of God, putting on the armor. And not only that, when you got on that armor of God, and you're ready for the battle, you know, you've got the breastplate on, you got the proof. See, the enemy can't see your breastplate. See, when I walk up, you might just see somebody, hey, this dress in white, okay? But he doesn't know. He doesn't know. You try, and you'll find out I'm a fearless woman of God. I'm fearless. I'm so fearless that I stand up, and I have stood up in the midst of the devil. I've had the enemy years ago when we were dealing with demonic attacks in a person's life. I stood up. I said, in the name of Jesus, I command you to leave through and by the blood of Jesus. And the enemy had the audacity to stand up at me and say, who do you think you are? I said, I am a born-again, blood-bought child of God with the faith of God. I'm fearless. And the enemy looked at me, and you know what he said to me? He said, you can't have them all. See, that's what we're dealing with. But you know what? I told the enemy, I said, I may not can have them all, but you're not going to have this one. So, but that's, you know, as women of God, when those fearless situations come, you got to be bold. You got to have a tenacity. You got to speak it with authority. Know who you are in Christ. Know who you are in Christ. And Paul says, take your seat of authority for such a time we live in. I don't know, but I feel like and I believe I come for some woman here today. Some woman, some young girl that they don't know what to do. But I've learned that if you trust in God, you believe in God, you say what God says, and get you a good praying partner. Get you someone who knows how to pray. See, when I get ready to pray, I don't call just Sally, Susie, and anybody. I got to call somebody, and I call somebody to know the power of God. Because this race, I've learned, is not to those who run the fastest. See, some people are out here running, trying to get everything. I just want to get what God has for me. But when I get it, I want to be able to share it with you. I want to be able to help the community. I want to be able to help the church. I want to be able to do what God told me to do. And you know, when I look at this thing here right now, we're looking at assignment. This woman had an assignment. Her assignment was to go to God in faith and make sure her son was recovered. You know what, women of God? It's time to recover it all. It's time to recover it all. Whatever you've been believing the Lord for. And I'm here because you might be a woman, your dreams are dead. And you say, well, I reached this age and I reached that age. But you know what? Age don't have anything to do with it. Because I told the Lord this morning that if you send me, I'll go. And I thank God. I thank God for strength. I thank God for being able to do what I do. Because sometimes it's anonymous. It's so much that, you know, I just have to say, Lord, Lord, how do I do it all? You know, even with this, I struggled so much in it. But what it was, and I'm going to let you know, it was fear trying to manifest. But what I did was I said to fear, I know you can't be in my circle. I've got a word to say. I even thought about calling Minister Belinda and say, hey, can you get someone else? I really did. But that is what we're dealing with today. We're dealing with so much of that that will stop us. But have the confidence, have the boldness, have the tenacity. Yeah. If you want something, go after it. But make sure you prepare it. Because if you prepare it and they don't give you, you know what you can do? You can file all these suits or whatever. But before you do it, I'll go to God in prayer. Because we're battle-proof women. Because 2 Timothy 1:7 said, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but God has given us a spirit that is of power, love, and sound mind. You know, I've been ministering to a friend in the family that continuously have fear. And I told her that wherever the love of God is and God is, fear cannot abound. Fear cannot abound because you know what? We've learned that we can bounce back. And I think it's time for us to know that God has said to us, it's time to make a move. And when you make that move, you got to know what God is saying, and you got to know what you're moving, what you're going forward. And as you look at the whole situation, we know about all this that happened, how the woman of her perception of doing her life, she was doing her life and she was moving with God. She knew that if I just get to God, that God would do it. And when I thought about this thing, I thought about she knew her purpose. She was making preparations for more of God. And that's why I said more of God. Yes. When you're making preparations, look for God to do more in your life. Yes. And you know what? But I want to leave this with you too. Pain. When you're in the midst of God preparing you know what? Pain. Pain has a tendency to come in your life. And it comes different ways. But you know, out of all of this, there's always a silver lining. My mother used to say, there's a silver lining, keep reaching for it. Because see, God makes provision. God makes provision for us. Women, what are your perception of what God is doing in your life today? What is God doing in your life today? How is he fulfilling your life today? Can you give an account? Can you talk about a woman's faith trusting God? Can you talk about a woman's faith is confident? Can you talk about a woman's faith is fearless? Can you talk about these things? Because if you can talk about this, I can say that you're like the Shunammite woman. It's okay to run to the man of God. But when you run to the man of God, make sure you expect God. You know, if you go and you don't know whether God's going to do it, you don't believe it, I got to call 10 people, you know what? You ain't ready. Because I've learned that whatever you trust and believe in and have confidence in God, go for it. Go and conquer. Conquer all God has for you, ladies, because God has a lot for us. Go forward and never, 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 never stop. Because it even talks about here that the woman of God told Jehazah, she said, drive on the way to see Elijah, the Shunammite woman told the man, okay, Jehaziah, drive and go forward. Do not slack the pace for me. Never let doubt and fear or anxiety make you look back. Because it makes you look back. It'd be like the lady that turned to salt. You know, sometimes we look back. You know, I always like to tell people that it's okay to look back, but at the same time, looking forward. Looking forward at the same time. Never, never let doubt and fear cause you to go back. The Lord reads the deepest parts of our heart. And I think that's key when we're dealing with fearless and faith. If you're speaking from your mind and not your heart, it doesn't work. Because it says with the heart, man believeth. So when you're speaking faith, make sure it's a heart thing. And it was a hard thing. You know what happened? God works in great and mighty ways. Having humility and being thankful. This woman thanked Elijah for restoring her son because he brought her back to life through all kinds of things that we saw and we read there, okay? How laid him on the bed and he went there, okay, and took his staff. First of all, the servant took the staff, but that didn't work. See, we never know how God is working. But he said, go and take him and lay him on the bed. When he laid him on the bed, he breathed. Now, don't you go trying to do something foolish. You know, that's the thing about it is that you got to make sure that God is leading you. Because if not, there are consequences, okay, to things that we do. And, you know, the world is always looking to trap us up. So make sure when you do it, you know what you're doing. You're being led by God. But here we see a question, and we see how God answered the prayer. Humility and thanksgiving. So as I close, I want to just say to you all, be thankful. Bless his name. But know that God is a fearless God. Know that God is so fearless that he's operating on your faith. What you say, don't stop. Don't stop speaking to the mountain. Don't stop telling the mountain to move. Don't stop doing that because that is very important when you're dealing with the world because the world is looking to see what the church is going to do. Okay? But you just keep on speaking faith. If you're believing for something, keep speaking faith. If you don't know how it's going to happen, keep speaking faith. Church, if it looks like you don't know where people are going, pastor, keep speaking faith. And as the old people used to say, call them on in. Call them on in. Now, I've seen God manifest it where you touch every pew. You believe God, you know, and I thank you for your statement that you have here as far as money and what God will do, believing your declaration. But that's what you got to do. What have you believed in God for? And you know what? I'm one of those that I walk the ground. I walk the ground and I decree and I declare what God says. God says I'll have it in the name of Jesus. And I stand there. I wait on it. And you know what happens? God in due time. See, it's all due time. In your due season. See, I don't know what season you're in. Maybe you're in the winter time. You just lay back. But this is now the summertime. And with the summertime, you got to get up and you got to get it moving. I don't know because I've listened over here to Reverend. I've listened to Pastor. Things that he continued to do for the community. But you know what? You got to go for it. Go for it and you got to move on. Moving in all obstacles, you got to move. You got to move. You got to move. And as you're moving, you know what God is saying, move. But as you're saying, move, God is saying, send the Holy Spirit. I send the Holy Spirit to go and conquer what I can't conquer. If I run into a situation with an inspector, even a homeowner, I send God. Because you'd be surprised those that confess Christianity and you deal with them. But see, I learned that love covers a multitude of sins. You love them. When they don't want you to, you love them. When they don't want to hear from you, you calling. I just call just to say hello. Or why are you calling me? Because I love you. Because I care for you. It's because of God's love. Because whatever you send out, it comes back. So Lincoln Park and the women, keep on doing it. Keep on moving. Keep on conquering it. Keep on, because you know what? There's always a comeback. And then a comeback, you watch out. I feel like that, you know what? I could fight if I had to. Because you know what? It's a comeback. It's a comeback, and it's good to be home. Because I decree and declare, okay, that this church will be full. It will be full. The gospel, even the choir, even the male course. I see one in the male course. I see one of the deacons here. I decree and declare. Because the church, the world is waiting for the church to call them back. Because God says you want them back, you got to call them back. But when you call them back, don't call them back the way they left. You know, if they left bad, we don't want bad seeds to come in. Because what happens is it comes in and it mingles. But when they come back, you know, forgive them. There's a sense, you know, we sometimes don't think that we can forgive anymore. People hurt you, keep on going. Keep on going. They don't care. Pastor, they hurt you, keep on going. But you know the thing about it is that we've got to walk in love. Walk in love. That's my message to you this morning. We pray that fearless women of God, you've been blessed. You've been blessed. You've been blessed. Now I dare not close this service without opening the church, open the doors. You know, maybe you came in this morning looking or just searching for a place to worship. I know that Pastor here and the ministers here, ladies, Ratcliffe, Mott, I know there are those that are here that can help in spiritual growth. But if you're here and you decided that you want to change your life, and you know, even if you've been away, you know, the Bible says in his there that he's forever married to the backslider. And I just think that sometimes it means that you just sort of like moved away, like changing residence, and maybe you say, hey, I moved out of town, I'm back, or maybe you went and something happened. But I've read in 1 John that God says if you confess your sins, he's forever to come and cleanse you. Amen. Amen. If you're here and you desire to join Lincoln Park, please come at this time. And if you're here and you decide that you want to join the kingdom of God, because we need kingdom warriors who are ready, okay, you come in, you get equipped, and you become a fearless woman of God. Amen, amen, amen. Any prayers, requests? I'm going to lift up my two sisters, Phyllis, who's a little under weather. Deborah, you all may know Deborah. You know, she's still dealing with, I call it good days and bad days. But we decree and declare that their health is returning to both of their bodies. And to the mothers that are here, God bless you. Are there any? I'm going to ask my spiritual daughter. She's a prayer warrior. And you're talking about taking territories? Hallelujah. If you would come and give us a prayer, you can come right up here by our step. Is that okay, Pastor? Okay. I've learned to show respect and ask.
Okay. For that word on this morning. So refreshing. Father, we are grateful for your presence. Lord, you said that in your presence there is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand there is pleasure forevermore. Holy Spirit, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you today for the heart change. We thank you for the inward work that you have done today. We thank you that your word went forth with power and with demonstration. Holy Spirit, we thank you for drawing anyone, yeah, and everyone to you. You said, by love and kindness have I drawn thee. We thank you this morning, Lord. It is your word that continues to be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Ah, Father, we thank you. Ah, Lord, even today, yeah, those that are in need of healing, we thank you for healing. If they're in need of restoration, we thank you for restoration. If they're in need of reconciliation, we thank you for reconciliation. We thank you for repentance. We thank you, oh God, for doing your work. As your word says in Matthew 6, oh God, thine kingdom come, thine will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And we bless you today for this. Restore everything, the virtues, everything, Lord, that Reverend Darlene poured out today, God. Multiply, because, Father, we know that your word says that those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. And we thank you that times of refreshing are here. Times of refreshing are here. And we bless you for it, as your people say, all together, amen.
Amen. Let us all, amen, again give our speaker, Reverend Darlene Jones, let's give her a big round of applause. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Expounding on fearless women of faith. I don't know about you, but I have a new attitude. I think the pastor preached that the other day, on Sunday. Somebody preached it, anyway. Was Elder Hunter. Okay. About the new attitude and fearless women of faith, we see that it's a different attitude when you are fearless, amen. When you are a fearless woman of faith, amen, amen. That means that we can go in different territories and expecting a great outcome. Let's give God and let's give our speaker a big round of applause. Amen, amen. We also want to thank her and her family. Amen. We thank her daughter for such a great introduction. Amen. And we want to thank our minister here. Amen. She gave us a great prayer in the back also. And at this time, we're going to ask Takara, who is the chairperson of this Women's Day. We're going to ask her if she would like to have words at this time. I should say Sister Mars. I'm sorry.
Thank the women for coming out today. You all look so beautiful in your black and white. I know that they're going to dismiss, but I do want everyone to come up for a picture. Please come up for a photo like we always do. And just thank everybody that helped me out for these events, the yard sale, the breakfast. Mother McCoy, for getting you to speak. You did a wonderful job. So I just want to say thank you because everybody helped out. Some of the men helped. So we really appreciate all your help, all your support. And don't forget to turn your money in the back. Thank you.
I just want to say this, and I just saw it, Mother Berea. I just saw Mother Berea when she stood up. Now, who knows Mother Berea? All you all remember her? So do I. And I just saw Mother Berea, and you know, I love Mother Berea. She was such a mother when it was out of place, when it wasn't long enough. You know, she'll let you know, or baby, you can't sit here, you know. You need to be sitting there. But I just saw Mother Berea. I just saw her. I just want to leave you with a point that my spiritual daughter shared on Facebook and had no idea that she was sharing and speaking into your life. This was something that Minister Shaka Collymore, powerful woman of God, put out there maybe a couple of weeks ago. And it said, your worst enemy isn't a person, situation, or thing. It's the story in your mind based on assumptions and projected fears of insecurity. Remember, it's the mind thing. But as women of God, we let God deal with the heart. Because out of the heart comes the treasure and the greatness of God. Pastor?
Let's give God a hand. And we give God that hand because he used it, sir, on our speaker today. Minister Jones, let's give the speaker a hand. All the women, my wife, my daughter, my mom, and all the Hickam Park women and visitors here, we certainly thank you. You have had a great Women's Day service that started weeks back, and you have been together last Saturday, yesterday morning, up until today. So give yourselves another hand. So we're about to have the benediction, and that means that Women's Day 2023 is going to be over to next year. Guess what is next Sunday? Men's Day. Come on, men. Let me see all the men stand up right quick before we go. Oh, look at the men. Look at the men. We maybe see next Sunday's Men's Day, and the women always raise more money than the men. They've been whooping up on us for years and years, but last year we slipped up on them and caught them by surprise. And I don't know if we're going to be able to do a repeat, but because we are fearless men of faith, we're going to go at this. And we, where's Brother Leon Foster? Chairman, come on up here, Leon, right quick. Chairman of the Men's Day. He's going to be getting up with you men. He spoke last Sunday. The men, we're going to be reaching for the stars, the bronze, the silver, the gold, platinum. And we're going to make some adjustments to that for next year. But just, I was in the office and I saw this and I said, and I looked and we had one of our men that didn't get his plaque from last year. And we want to encourage our men to, if we do what we did last year, we know we're going to have to do more for the women. So if we can do what we did last year or add, if not but another dollar, we would be doing more than what we did last year, each man. But this right here, I found it in my office yesterday, so it was meant for me to share this with the men. This certificate of excellence in honor of your outstanding performance and dedication, we hereby present with this certificate of recognition for your high standard of excellence, $500 Gold Star donation, Lincoln Park Men's Day, awarded on, it was the 21st day of August in 2022. And I want to give this man his certificate for his $500 Gold Star donation. Come on up here, Brother James Mitchell. Brother James Mitchell. Brother James Mitchell. Huh? What you said, Bro Mitchell? All right, women. If y'all see y'all closing out, the men, we getting ready. We're getting ready for next Sunday, and it's all in working for the kingdom of God and doing what we can for his house. When we put it all together, it's all in one part. And that's the part that's here, that's the Lincoln Park holding this church. But it all belongs to the Lord. So we just want to say that. We're going to have Brother Leon, if he wants to say something, he will be getting up with all the men as to what you did last year. And let's see if we can do a little bit more. And even some new men step up and help us out, that we may be able to let the women know who the head is. At the table. I'm not going to sit in your house. I'm not going to sit in your house, but I'm going to sit at the offering table.
Give an honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to our pastor, to the speaker of the hour, to every heart in the building. I'm standing up here to speak on the behalf of the men, to let you know that Men's Day is coming up next Sunday. And I know that you've already geared yourself up, and I know you already have it in your heart what you're going to give, but we want you to give unto the Lord will bless you. Because if you give unto the Lord will give back to you. I know that sometimes we may be lax, but I believe, and I'm a firm believer in my life, that God has always provided for me.
Always.
I have been standing up here ever since I was 16 in all these organizations, and the Lord has always provided
always.
Whatever I needed, whatever obligations were set before me, I've always met them. It's not to say that I did it, but it's God that's done it. And I want you to know that if you step out on faith and you trust God, God will bless you. Don't hold back. Give unto the Lord. Bless. If you want to be, you say you're the head of your household, men, stand up and worship and giving, and the Lord will bless you more than you'll be able to receive. So I just want to say, men, we will have our envelopes. We ask that you give your envelopes to either Trustee Clifton Wright or myself. We're also asking that you please, men, please, try to give them to us before the morning offering so that we'll be able to do our report. If there's anything that you need from me, you guys have my phone number. You can call me. If you don't have my phone number, you can get it from me. I'll be outside today. Again, man, we just look forward to having a wonderful time as we always do. And remember, I can't do it alone. I can only do it with you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Leon. Before we do dismiss, I must say this to our speaker. They grew up in Lincoln Park. Darlene, Deborah, and Phyllis, and the brothers. I knew the brothers, knew them too. The whole family. They used to live on a house right across the street from this church. That was before they got a new home out there near by New Bethel. But if you look at the documentary that we did, Darlene and Deborah and Phyllis are in that documentary in one of those pictures of the junior choir. So they have been here a long, long time. And it just amazes me that even if you look at that junior choir picture, who ever would have thought that Billy would be the pastor and Darlene would be preaching for Women's Day 2023. But God is amazing, and who knows what the future may hold for us. But and we worked together at the Postal Service, and they started their own construction business. And with Unity, all right, Unity 3, I believe I know what the 3 is behind for. And Charles, her husband Charles, now we were just good buddies. I mean, they're just good people. They bought one of the pews when we had our pew rally in honor of her mom and dad, who was a deacon in the church. But the church bought that property where their old family house was, and we tore that house down. But God blessed them. Now they're building houses all over Raleigh in this community, all on the other side of Newbern Avenue, and might be building some right there, most likely. And God blessed them to be successful. But the good thing about it is that they put God first. And if you put him first, all these other things will be added unto you. That's all I have to say, but I thank God for this family that came and support the mom and the grandmom here today and the husband, and they just a beautiful, beautiful family. So give them a hand. Give the Joneses a hand.
I forgot to announce that, men, we will be having a free breakfast, on this coming Saturday at 9 o'clock downstairs for fellowship. So, men, please come out and support.
Amen.
All right, we good. We see our trustee chairman. Is he still here? See the deacon chairman? Ask the deacon chairman to stand. The two chairman, co-chairman, stand. Got our two deacons here. The trustee chairman was here. But we got our men, our deacons, trustees, and our men. Let's get together. All right. A great family. Now, let me tell you something. As I said, they said, don't try to be like the Joneses or whatever. But I tell you, you try to be like these Joneses, you better have God, and you better have some work and some peerless faith if you can be like these Joneses, because they don't be playing. They are the real deal.
Thank God that should have no other bishop before these. And I just want to get this out there in the air because I have grandchildren that are here. It is Mama. Mama, even Gigi, they grow up Mama. But I did have a grandson that will agree with you, 2 years old, said to me outside with Papa. I said, who's the boss? He said, Papa. So that's one agreement. But women, you know who rules and super rule, right? If you don't know, see me after church, okay? Let us stand. Oh, and I want to thank my daughter. I think I may take you on the road with me. That's the first time she's ever introduced me in the ministry. So this was her beginning. God bless you. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, God, for this great occasion, Father. We thank you, Lord, for returning home, God. We thank you, Lord, that the fear and the anxiety all has now come to the place, Lord, that I know this is home. And, Father, I pray, God, for the mothers, Lord, that are here, God, that are in the wheelchair, Lord. I ask that you just send, and we send your Holy Spirit to touch and give them a special, special touch. And, Father, we pray for those, Lord, that may be on virtual, God. We pray, Lord, for those, Lord, who need, Lord, you right now. Father, we just thank and we praise you, and we pray over this church, this community, Lord God, great things, in Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Some of y'all will catch this, some of you won't.
Oh, I wish you could talk.
But I remember when, back in the year 15.
Ladies, we want to have you come up and have a picture, please. And I have a special gift for you.
Oh, Lord.
She went to see
y'all. I am here. You be.
Lincoln Park Holiness Church is about loving people and helping community. Our main objective is winning souls. You are welcome to partner with us or help sponsor this ministry and broadcast with a donation. Please visit our website at lincolnparkchurch.com and click the Let's Give tab at the top of the screen. Feel free to leave comments. You can also download the Givelify app on your mobile phone and look for Lincoln Park Church. Cash App, hashtag Lincoln Park CRF. We are located at 13 Heath Street in Raleigh, North Carolina. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us next week on NFI Radio and Catch the Wave from the number one radio station reaching the world with gospel music and preaching.
I was lost in my own world, feeling really confused. Didn't care about anything, I felt so abused. One day I looked up to where my help comes from. Told the Lord about my problem, but it was already done. He cares.
I'm not afraid to die.
your touch. Sitting down in the woods, and at the church, they had a choir there, and they could sing real well. And there was an old deacon there, had been going to that church for a mighty long time. And every Sunday morning, he would always beg that choir director, said, "Listen, would you let me sing a song?" He said, "I got a song that I want to sing." But you know what that choir director told him? He said, "Old man, you too old to sing in this choir." He said, "You got a trembling in your voice." Heard the old man say, and y'all might not believe it, but when you get old, won't folks do you like that? When you get old, people will just push you on aside. But they went to church the next Sunday morning, and they noticed that the old man wasn't sitting in the corner. And they went on back to church that next Sunday morning, and they noticed that the old man still wasn't sitting in the corner. They get worried now. And they went on back that next Sunday morning, and they noticed that the old man still wasn't sitting in the corner. Somebody began to ask questions about it. Has anybody seen the old man? Look at here. Has anybody heard from the old man? Finally, a voice just came down from heaven. Wait, I believe I'm gonna let Daddy tell you what the voice said. That would let me sing. You know what I'll be doing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know what? By the time they recognized the voice, they would. And everybody began to look up toward heaven. And that old man's voice began to talk to him. He said, "Children, one thing about this choir that I sing with now," he said, "we don't have to wait until Sunday morning to sing. But every morning, middle lane, we get together and we sing songs that you never heard in your life. And if y'all don't mind, if y'all don't mind, if y'all don't mind, you're gonna let Daddy tell you what he's saying one more time. Can he tell it? When we get there, what I like about it, there'll be no more senior choir, no more young adult choir, no more inspirational choir. But I'm talking about when we get there, everybody's gonna get together. No more jealousy, no more hatred, no more envy.
You know how sometimes your body gets tired. You see, there'll be no more Mondays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Thursdays and Fridays and Saturdays. But yeah, 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 the day is coming, Sunday, y'all. I better let this alone. This thing get good, baby. Let me ask you something. Can I let Daddy sing? Can I let Daddy sing? If it's alright, I'll let him sing. Let me hear you say, yeah. Yeah. I've been waiting a long time for this. You know, I tell you, I've been waiting a long time. I've been singing with Daddy 17 years. We've had a lot of ups and downs. But I want y'all to know it makes me feel good to be able to stand here tonight. Y'all excuse me for a minute. It makes me feel good tonight to be able to stand here and put my arms around my daddy. I love my daddy, y'all. Somebody got a good daddy like me. Somebody got a good daddy like me. Somebody. Why? But somebody here ain't got no daddy. Those of you that don't have a daddy, let me ask you something. I don't want you to say it because I'm asking you, but if this isn't the way you feel, let me ask you something. Won't God be a father for you? Won't God be a father for you? One of these days, when this old war is over, we're gonna take off these old shoes we got on, put on a pair of old slippers, take off these old suits we got on, put on a long white coat. I'm gonna let my daddy tell you what we're gonna do when we get there.
tell me the Sabbath won't ever end, and the sun ain't gonna never, never go down. Just resting there, waiting on that final resurrection.
When I felt the Holy Ghost, you know it
felt like fire.
When I felt it, felt like fire.
Fire.
Come on, clap your hands. Felt like fire.
Fire.
Yeah.
said in all of thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Because David said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And you need somebody in your life. You can depend on. Because it's not about me, but you, Lord. Nobody but you, nobody but you. Not my mother, not my father, not my sister, not my brother, you.
I'm You don't know just what to do. The devil is busy everywhere you go. You feel you're losing control. I know a man from Galilee.
What you say?
Done so much for me. Used to try and let him have his way. I'm sure he blessed you in the same way.
Too long.
need a little more time. I need a little more time, a little more time to pray. Cause I've been in the storm, I've been in the storm, yes I have.
Tell the angel
that I'm on my way.
In my heart,
I got love,
in my heart,
the love of Jesus,
I don't like men. I can love them anyway. Go the way down. She's way down. She's way down.
Taking it to another level in 2019. Catch the wave.
In touch with God right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one gorgeous and contemporary Christian station in the world, and for the very best in gorgeous music right here 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. That's gorgeous music. Say what? We can do that too. That's contemporary music right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Hey, if you don't mind.
Looking for a word from the Lord? Join evangelist Janet Wooten with Turn on the Light radio broadcast every Monday at 1 o'clock p.m. to 1:30 p.m. out of Raleigh, North Carolina. And on Tuesday mornings at 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. is Apostle Barbara Watkin and co-pastor Gladys Smith of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West in Franklinton, North Carolina. You can also join them on Thursdays at 1 o'clock p.m. to 1:30 p.m. On Tuesdays at 1 o'clock p.m. to 1:30 p.m., it's Elder Kerry Hurst, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministries out of Raleigh, North Carolina. On Wednesdays at 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m., it's Apostle Monica Bale with Tapping Into Power radio broadcast out of Durham, North Carolina. And on Wednesdays at 1 o'clock p.m. to 1:30 p.m., it's Siobhan and John Pegram with Rivers of Living Water radio broadcast out of Durham, North Carolina. And on Thursdays at 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m., it's Overseer William Eli Ratcliffe, pastor of the Lincoln Park Holiness Church located at 13 Heath Street, Raleigh, North Carolina, with the True Vine Time radio broadcast. And you can join them on Sundays at 11:30 a.m. to 12 noon, right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. If you're looking for a word and you are ready to be blessed with these awesome men and women of God and the very best in quartet and contemporary Christian music, join us right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. That's Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tune in on our website at NFIRadio.com or our public figure page on Facebook at NFI Radio Gospel Network, or you can call 347-215-8049.
Caught it first on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
I believe it.
No! life. And I see where, Lord, you brought me from. I have to praise you with everything I have.
If you let me tell you one thing. He loved her.
Choice to make. One thing I know, that you got.